This handsome home was built in 1923 by Francis M. Umstead and Franklin H. Umstead on land purchased from Julia Finch Gilbert, wife of architect Cass Gilbert. Franklin Umstead was a native of North Carolina and spent much of his business career in Japan. Their daughter, Frances Helen Umstead, who was born in 1890 in Yokohama, moved to Ridgefield with them and spent the rest of her life here. The Center Hall colonial home of the Umsteads is on an accessway that once led to Hawk's Nest, the estate of hotelier William S. Hawk, one of Ridgefield's grandest homes before it burned to the ground in a spectacular fire in 1921. In 1964, the Van Posnack family, Dr. Frederick, his wife Joan, and their daughters, moved to the Umstead House. Dr. Van Posnack was the police and fire surgeon for Ridgefield, while Mrs. Van Posnack was active in numerous Ridgefield arts organizations. After several tours on the hospital ship SS Hope, Dr. Van Posnack closed his practice in 1973, and the family moved to England. Charles and Sandra Tepfer were the next owners. One of the founders of Temple Sherith Israel, now Congregation Shir Shalom, he owned Tepfer Publishing. Later owners were Richard and Deanne Mincer. He was the innovating producer of The Phil Donahue Show and won 5 national Emmys. He was later an executive for Multimedia Inc. and produced The Rush Limbaugh Show. Deanne Mincer's career in Ridgefield centered on sharing the discipline of yoga. She created a studio in the basement of her home. The current owners of the Umstead House have spent the last decade restoring the original elements that remained, including the original front door and hardware, as well as a leaded glass arc window. All of the original windows were returned to full working order using period-appropriate materials, including cotton rope and copper weather stripping. The foyer and butler's pantry light fixtures were restored, plaster walls were repaired, and the floors were refinished. The butler's pantry, with original glass-paneled cabinets, which had long been painted over, was brought back to its original state, with the glass doors and original hardware lovingly restored by the homeowners, as were the original chestnut counter, bar sink, and faucet. As the original kitchen was no longer in place, the family looked to add a modern functionality in a traditional way. Fir floors and a Connecticut chestnut wood island were used as period materials to help create a cohesive look. The soapstone sink was uncovered in the basement and is believed to have been used in the summer kitchen that was once part of the home's lower level. The current owners chronicle their restoration work and proudly call this 1923 Village House home.